Iran cheers on anti-Semitic protests on U.S. campuses. By John Hayward on April 26, 2024. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian on Thursday expressed support for the violent anti-Semitic protests breaking out on American college campuses, applauding the demonstrators for criticizing the Israeli regime and slamming American police and security forces for attempting to restore order. Amir Abdollahian said, "The suppression and harsh treatment of the American police and security forces against professors and students protesting the genocide and war crimes of the Israeli regime in various universities of this country is deeply worried and disgusted by the public opinion of the world. This repression is in line with the continuation of Washington's full-fledged support for the Israeli regime and clearly shows the dual policy and contradictory behavior of the American government towards freedom of expression," he claimed. Following the genocide of tens of thousands of Palestinian women and children, especially after the discovery of mass graves of the sick and wounded and medical staff in the vicinity of Nasser Hospital in the Gaza Strip, the global wave of disgust towards the Israeli regime and its supporters cannot be hidden. The White House must immediately stop supporting the Israeli regime's war crimes and be held accountable, Amir Abdollahian concluded. Crackdown. Law enforcement deployed against pro-Palestinian occupiers at UT Austin. In Iran, security forces tend to suppress demonstrations with savage beatings and murder. Misguided and miseducated young people in America face orderly trials and jail time for using force to shut down public accommodations, while young women in Iran face extrajudicial imprisonment and death for failing to wear their headscarves tightly enough. The Iranian regime just sentenced a man to death for singing a rap song it did not like. Iranian state media on Thursday followed Amir Abdollahian's lead, lionizing American campus protests for supporting the terrorists of Hamas and complaining that American authorities have come down hard on the student protests. Iran's press TV gleefully repeated statements from the protesters occupying Columbia University and Yale University. "The future belongs to the daring. Bold actions win support," asserted the statement that was addressed to everyone currently taking action in solidarity with Gaza on campuses throughout North America. "This is only the beginning," it said, asserting, "pushing the university's struggle to its limit might contribute in a similar way to producing a constellation of revolutionary forces in the city today." The statement advised that buildings be occupied on campus, throughout the city, and across the country in favor of spreading the campaign. Pro-Palestinian academic activism has grown significantly across the U.S. since the onset of the U.S.-backed war on Gaza, press TV burbled, forgetting as always to mention who started that war, and how they did it. "What you need to know: horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel." Campus protests grew more hateful and violent on Friday, prompting the University of Southern California, USC, to cancel its graduation ceremony due to security concerns and cancel its valedictorian speech because the valedictorian called for Israeli genocide.